What has been said already? Come, come into me. Because that is where the victory is. It's getting into that intimate place, spending the time, not just coming for a couple minutes, but it's taking your thoughts captive, and it's coming into me and allowing me to do the work in you. I will set you free because I've already done it. But it's you receiving it. It's you spending the time, spending the hours to just be in my presence. Let all other things go. Take your thoughts captive to me. Rest in me. Spend time in me. Do you hear my call today? Hear my call today. I'm calling you to a higher place. I'm calling you to more intimacy with me, because in the intimacy is the freedom. In the intimacy, all the things of the flesh yes. will fall off. So hunger and thirst after me. Surrender and spend the time. Don't think you got to come in and worship this much and hear this sermon and do this and do that. But come and spend time in my presence, not just in this place, but at your homes. No matter where you're at, set aside time to come be with me, and the things of the flesh will just disappear.
Yes.
They'll just fall off. They won't be a problem. You know why? Because you're going to be so saturated in my presence. You will be so saturated with me and my love that it won't even be there anymore. You won't desire it. You won't respond that way. You won't react that way. Instead, you'll flow in my presence.
Hallelujah.
Let me that is in you rise up and ooze into you. Ooze into every part of your being. Let it just ooze into you and flow out of you, because I live in you. So let me flow and bring the change in your life. But it comes from spending time with me, turning off the TV, turning off the radio, giving up this or giving up that to have that intimacy with me, says the Lord. So spend the time and you will see such victory.